Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I made it, bitches!
And here he is. We got a lot to get into
you
here.
Made it.
Evan Roberts is here.
I'm here. I'm out of breath.
How did you get back?
I may have a heart attack, but I'm here.
Did you run back?
Yeah, right. I took trains and automobiles and, you know, all that crap.
You do realize that.
Do I realize what?
You realize that Spike Eskin has suspended you.
Right? F him. First of all, dildo head's got no say anymore. All right? This guy don't even work here anymore, and I don't want to waste my time on him. Do we really want to waste our time on him?
I mean, we've been talking about it since 2 o'clock.
Let me ask you that. That's fine. Does the guy in the car who just got in their freaking car dealing with traffic out of Citi Field, do they want to hear about a crap boss? They already have a crap boss. They already have one.
I knew he'd be more upset
because
about the Mets.
What they did, everybody in the car knows what I'm talking about. You left work, right? You skipped out on work.
Yeah, you did too. Cost you to be suspended.
That's fine. Maybe I did it. Maybe you did it. Everybody did it. And guess what we did it for, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what we did it for?
What'd you do it for?
Crap!
One hit!
I mean, that was... I have been Tiki Loogie. Screw you. I think you're dead to me too now. Didn't he turn on me, Tiki?
Yeah, No.
He did kind of turn on me.
I was honest about the situation. I did not turn on you. I just gave an honest look.
I had your back, and now callers are getting your back, and I know why. Because they're in the car.
Yeah.
And they're Met fans.
Yes.
It was all Yankee fans before.
While I was having my discussion with the former boss, I had a guy behind me who had no idea what was going on, just screaming, "Go get him, Ev!" And I'm like, thank you. This guy don't even know what I'm talking about. But here's the point. I have been to every freaking opening day for 30 years, and there are very few that stick out at you as amazing or pathetic. Tommy Glavin taking a dump, basically, on the mound back in 2003 in freezing cold weather sticks out at me. In fact, it's in my book, My Mets Bible.
Yes.
This crap we saw today, a one-hitter?
You're going to have to do an addendum?
Yes. I may have to. A one-hitter? And I get it. Freddie Peralta is very tough.
Yes.
He's a very tough customer. But to let the Brewer bullpen just mow right through him like it was. And great, Jeff McNeil showed some fight. You know when they needed to show fight? When they were batting. And by the way, if you're pissed at Rhys Hoskins, who's a dirty little bastard, we all know that, then how about this, Jeff? I got a great idea. Punch him. Like, seriously, he's right there. He's right there.
And almost did.
You could have stepped on him, too, by the way.
He almost did.
He could have curb stomped him, as Seth Rollins would do. So I'm glad they showed a little bit of fight, but let that not distract from the garbage we all sat through for 2.5 hours, freezing our asses off, optimism abound to watch that garbage. So this isn't about me skipping out on work. This is about all of us skipping out on work. And ask yourself a question. Was it worth it? Because look what we witnessed.
Yes.
High prices, a lot of traffic, or train traffic like I had to deal with.
Right.
Cold weather and an ass whooping.
I'm going to say it was worth it. You know why?
Why?
Because it was opening day.
Ugh.
And it started the baseball season. It was worth it, even if the result was not what you wanted to see.
Well, I'm I'm holding my Mets Bible here, Evan. I'm just waiting for the chapter where you write, the Mets got one hit on the same day I got fired. That's going to be a fun chapter. Add it to the end of the book. There's still time.
I may have to.
By the way, Evan, I'm glad you came back here because, really, all jokes aside here, the sitting here watching the game, you don't have a feel for what it's like being there. It's on mute. We don't know. We just keep looking over. I had to keep telling the guys, do they still have one hit? Do they still have one hit? Marte, homeward. I was excited about that. McNeil crying like a baby. Forget about him. Get rid of his ass, by the way. Go play golf. What was it like being there? Like, what was the atmosphere, the environment? Because it is a home opener, nice day, but you get one hit. It must have been like being at a morgue.
It started very optimistically. You know the way opening day is. Mm-hmm. We're all cheering. We're all clapping. We're all freezing our asses off. We're all confused because I got some issues with what they did to Citi Field, but that's a story for another day.
What do you mean confused? Logistically? Like how you get in?
Yeah,
like,
they changed entrances. It was just...
Oh, man.
It was... I was very confused.
Wow.
I got so confused when I gave my ticket to the ticket taker. I gave them Sunday's game, and they wouldn't let me in. So I got off to a bad start. I'm like, no, this is my ticket. And I started getting angry.
Oh, maybe that explains why you flew off the handle on Spike as soon as he said, where are you at?
Screw him. Then I finally realized, or I think the ticket taker realized, they're like, excuse me, hon, because she was a nice lady, even though I was mad at her. This is for Sunday's game. So I was very apologetic, but it started very nicely, okay? You're at opening day. It's optimism, man. Mm-hmm. We're all feeling good. We're giving everybody a big hand. Edwin Diaz got a gigantic ovation. Everybody's cheered. Everybody's happy. Everybody's emotional. It's a great, wonderful day. And then Starling, you mentioned Lugie, hits that line drive home run. We're all stunned. We have no idea that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Starling Marte coming through with a home run.
He's back.
Your boy, you drafted him. It's your fault. Jose Quintana gets very lucky in the first inning because Rhys Hoskins runs like basically Spike Eskin into a nice, easy double play.
Right.
And as the bats died and as the Brewers tied the game and took the lead, that's when the funeral took over Citi Field. That's when Brett Beatty started to get booed. That's when Harrison Bader
Got booed?
Yeah, he got booed.
On the strikeout looking?
I forget which one. I don't have my scorecard in front of me, Teague, because I rushed in here. In fact, where the hell is it? Oh, it's right there. He got basically, we started getting angry. And maybe people were just angry that
opening day, Evan.
Well, it's one thing to lose on opening day, which is something we're not familiar with because the Mets always win on opening day.
Yes.
It's another thing to have this kind of just embarrassing performance. Mm. Like, do you understand how embarrassing this game was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we watched it.
Okay, you saw it. I was living in it. I was breathing in it. And it was pathetic. Now, is the season over? I'm not saying the season's over, bro.
But it's hanging by a thread.
It's hanging by a thread. No, it just, today sucked. Like, if I'm going to make things simple for everybody, today sucked. When you're driving home today, it sucked. Mm-hmm. When you tell your wife and kids how the day went, it sucked. When you tell whoever, hey, how was it? It sucked. It doesn't mean they're going to lose Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
But it's one of 162. There's time. There is time.
There is time, but understand something. See, for the Yankee fans out there, what you did yesterday was tremendous, right?
Of course.
And I would fight with anybody who tries to downplay
it. Yeah, we talked about that for about 6 minutes.
And, like, no one should tell you it's just one game because it's opening day.
Of course it is.
It's symbolic.
Against the Astros.
Against your rival.
Right. It was worth it.
Obviously, it only counts as one, but it sticks with you. Like, put it this way. Everybody in the car right now or in the train knows what I'm talking about. The prices for this ticket today, very expensive. Mm-hmm. Not the same prices as Saturday. Not the same prices as Monday night. Yep. So when you spend more money and you call out sick or you don't even tell your boss you're not coming to work and then he freaks out like a two-year-old, it sucks even more.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go Saturday. If they lose Saturday, yeah, it'll stink. I don't want to be 0-2. Losing on opening day stings. Getting one hit on opening day absolutely stings.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, what you need to do is calm yourself. Maybe comb your beard a little bit.
Comb my beard?
You look like crap.
I just sat through hell. I mean,
get your hair a little bit more.
I'm a baby.
In shape.
Yes.
Get your scorecard settled.
Like, yes.
Do all the things that make you presentable to me.
Okay.
Because radio listeners don't care because they're listening in their cars. And come back and talk to us because it's 5 o'clock and we have a Cinco de Five.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
and
good.
You tried to stop on Connor's moment.
By the way,
here.
I want you to have it a little bit later on. I'm going to have a Cinco de Evo, the five things that sucked more than today's Met game. I've got five things, but I'll do that later.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.